Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 69 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Rachel Turner.
So this only affects county employees, none of the managers, not myself.
Rowan County officials approved the first reading of next year's budget this morning.
Derby Day activities are planned for Saturday in downtown Moorhead.
Meanwhile, some Derby valets are protesting for fair wages.
Capacity restrictions in the state aren't yet close to being lifted.
Police are investigating a deadly home invasion in Rowan County.
In sports, Moorhead State's beach volleyball team is competing in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament tonight.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Showers likely tonight with the thunderstorms, possible with a low around 50. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
The Rowan County Fiscal Court approved the first reading of its annual budget ordinance at a special called meeting this morning. In addition to approving a number of resolutions in order to pass along $1 million in community development block grant funds to a Cooperage project, Judge Executive Harry Clark says the funds come from the state.
That's just a pass-through. It's not our money. And the way that works is the state awards that money, and then when it's repaid back by the Cooperage, or I guess it's independent state, the actual company that holds that, part of that money will come back at our economic development. So it's really not, it's not us awarding anything, it's the state. And along with that, we have to meet all the requirements in order to accomplish that.
Clark says the fiscal court's new budget is a replicate of the current year's budget with a few exceptions. It includes a 3% pay raise for county employees, which represents a combined cost of living adjustment for the last 2 years. There is some restored funding for organizations in it, along with new state pass-through money for road repairs on Rice and Caudill Cemetery roads.
Saturday marks the return of the Kentucky Derby in Louisville, but Moorhead residents will have the chance to celebrate the day as well. Derby Day on Bats and Oats is an all-day affair set to take place in downtown Moorhead. Festivities begin in the morning with the grand reopening of the Rowan County Veterans Museum at 10 and a cornhole tournament set to begin at noon. Tony Pence is the director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. He says he's glad to have the opportunity to plan events once more, and he's certain Moorhead citizens are as well.
It gives people like me something to look forward to, you know, besides office work, you know, planning outdoor events. You know, we've got Freedom Fest, Fazoli's Freedom Fest. We're planning that right now, too. Oktoberfest, that's in the works. But, yeah, I think it's time for people to get back out. People need to get their vaccine, you know, really, and that makes these things possible quicker. People in the community are excited.
The Sawstone Brewing Company will be pouring Derby-themed cocktails throughout the day with live music from the new Beckham County Ramblers set for later in the evening. More information can be found on the Downtown Moorhead Incorporated Facebook page.
After having its doors closed due to the pandemic, the Rowan County Veterans Museum will reopen this weekend. Scott Barker is the president of the Rowan County Veterans Association, which oversees the museum. He says it's a great opportunity to learn about military history through items donated by local veterans and their families.
The museum is broken up into basically rooms that represent periods or conflicts. We have a uniform room that kind of starts you off. We have several uniforms there and there from several periods, all the branches of service, flags from the service, charts with all the medals and ribbons, awards that can be given to people, kind of give you an understanding of our armed forces.
The museum will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Guided tours through the facility as well as Freedom Park will be available.
Just days away from the 147th Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, racetrack valets are protesting a new fair wage contract. Valets gathered with members of Union SEIU Local 541 outside of the racetrack Saturday after Churchill Downs canceled contract negotiations for a new and universal contract. Union attorney David Suthoths tells Wave 3 the valets are underpaid and don't get the benefits they deserve, working 70 days out of the year and being forced to travel and work at different racetracks to make a living.
Look at what the Valets do. They ensure safe and compliant races, and they have worked on these tracks for decades.
Valets make between $16 and $18 an hour, and after a unanimous rejection of that pay, Churchill Downs closed negotiation. Workers plan to make their voices heard at the front gates of Churchill Downs for all of Derby Week.
Keeneland will open on Derby Day. The annual event was canceled last year due to the pandemic. All the tickets are sold out, and there's a 48-hour cancellation option on tickets, allowing them to be resold. Keeneland officials expect around 6,000 people will attend. Kara Hassenbottel is the director of patron experiences at Keeneland. She tells WKYT the goal is to keep everyone safe.
We're expecting around 4,000 patrons in the general admission area roaming around. And so, unfortunately, they will still need to be masked per the governor's mandate.
Officials will maintain social distancing where they can. The gates at Keeneland open at 10 a.m.
With COVID-19 vaccination rates decreasing in Kentucky, it's looking less likely that the state can quickly reach the Beshear administration's vaccination goal that would trigger the removal of capacity restrictions on businesses. But some prominent Republican voices are calling for a firm date to fully reopen. Governor Beshear has said he may consider a more piecemeal approach as the ranks of the vaccinated increase and more information on the transmission of COVID-19 comes to light. But he says his vaccination goal isn't just an arbitrary number.
Folks, the 2.5 million isn't about, just setting a number and then everything changes. It's about making us safe.
The governor had originally hoped the state could hit the mark in 4 to 6 weeks, but the pace of vaccinations has since slowed, with the Commonwealth still more than 770,000 shots away from meeting the goal.
Kentucky State Parks announced on Tuesday that the main lodge building at Jenny Wiley State Resort Park will close for repairs. WMKY's Heather Fannin has more.
The lodge will be closed to the public indefinitely due to the repairs needed on the building. The guest room wings will remain open and the repairs will not impact guest reservations, and dining services will be temporarily relocated to the conference center building, according to park officials. Park officials are reminding those visiting the park to continue following public health and safety guidelines for COVID-19. For WMKY News, I'm Heather Fannin.
Kentucky State Police in Moorhead are investigating a home invasion that left one man dead. Just after 1 a.m. this morning, the Round County Sheriff's Department and troopers were called to a residence on Dawson Way in Clearfield. Through the investigation, detectives determined 27-year-old Cody Elliott of Hillsboro and an unknown male subject entered a residence. While inside, Elliott and other individuals inside the residence fired several shots. Elliott was transported to St. Clair Regional Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced deceased by Round County Coroner John Northcutt. A 21-year-old man who lived at the residence was also injured. He was transported to the University of Kentucky Medical Center to be treated. The unknown male that was accompanying Cody Elliott fled from the residence in an unknown direction. No further information about the suspect has been released.
The Louisville officer who was shot in the Breonna Taylor raid is retiring. WMKY's Carla Haight has the story.
The Louisville police officer who fired at Breonna Taylor after being shot during the deadly raid on Taylor's apartment is retiring. Police spokesperson Beth Ruoff tells LAX18 Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly is planning to retire on June 1st. Two other officers who fired shots have been fired, including the one who investigators determined fired the fatal shot that killed Taylor. For WMKY News, I'm Carla Haight.
The U.S. Department of Justice probe into policing practices in Louisville is already underway, just days after it was announced by Attorney General Merrick Garland. Garland announced Monday that LMPD would be the subject of a pattern or practice review examining the department's response to protesters, reliance on traffic stops, and use of search warrants, among other areas. Reverend Timothy Finley with Kingdom Fellowship Church was one of the early contacts the Justice Department made. He told Wave 3 TV his talks with federal investigators touched on protest and the way communities of color were policed. The interview left Finley cautiously optimistic about the scope of the probe.
But at least they're saying this is going to be a very, very robust, in-depth investigation. And I think that for the next year, at least, we're going to see some things uncovered.
The DOJ was scheduled to hold an open community meeting offering more details on the investigation on Wednesday night. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high near 66. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. Saturday, sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And Sunday night, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 60.
On our feature segment today, Morehead State University's Doctor in Education program was ranked as one of the nation's best by the Princeton Review. WMKY's Daria Denisenko has the story.
A longtime source for helping high school and college students achieve their academic goals has added MSU's Doctor in Education program to its Best Online Doctor of Education Programs list. The program's coordinator, Dr. Lee Nabb, says the doctoral degree in education was designed to target Eastern Kentucky students.
Our program started and the state came out with a push to create EDD programs in regional universities that would serve their regions for people that can't otherwise attend a doctoral program because they are place bound.
The program prepares leaders in three different specializations.
It is a doctorate in educational leadership. So all of the 800 courses that you see are leadership-based because it's an EDD in educational leadership with different specializations. That there's adult higher education, there's P-12 administration, and then there's educational technology. And we're going to be adding a fourth, exceptional child education.
Knapp says the program can be completed online with only a few courses on campus.
The only thing that is in person is our residency requirement, where we have all the students come to campus for a few days and meet with all the other students and the faculty, and there we disperse information necessary for those folks to get through the next year of their programs.
The program was created for students that want to consume rather than do research and learn how to become better leaders.
A very small percentage who want the doctorate are not looking to go into the professoriate or into academia. They want to go out into the fields and use it. And so that's what our program is designed to offer. So it appeals to that broader percentage of people who want to further their education and want to ascend higher levels of leadership but don't want to necessarily do research.
Knapp says the program has alumni in different parts of the world that serve as leaders in their communities.
We have people now all over the United States, and we're starting to get people around the world who are graduates of our program and making, affecting change in their organizations.
The program is set to take 3 years to complete. This year's cohort for the EDD begins their journey in June. For WMKY News, I'm Daria Denisenko.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Morehead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
It's 69 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Rachel Turner and Wiley Tanner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Sarah Mead has a look at sports coming up, but first I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this gloomy Thursday.
Morehead Beach Volleyball is battling in the OVC tournament tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Sarah Mead. The Morehead State Beach Volleyball team will face off with Austin Peay or Jacksonville State this evening in the first ever Ohio Valley Conference Beach Volleyball Tournament. The APSU and Jay State first round game this afternoon has been pushed back due to weather. The Eagles came into the competition with the regular season championship title. Head coach Kristen Beckner says having a successful season has made preparing for this weekend a little easier.
We've worked really hard to try and give them days off and give their bodies breaks when needed. So, for example, on Monday, we could have practiced in the sand, but we just did a short film session with each pair, because they have finals coming up and it's the end of two long seasons for them. And so we're being really mindful with their time and their bodies to make sure that we're not putting any stress on them that isn't needed.
The Eagles' first round match has been pushed back to 8 p.m. and Becker is updating fans on Twitter. We will have scores and an update of this evening's first round tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Round County Senior High School softball team is back at home this evening. The Vikings are coming off a win at Fleming County Tuesday, 7-6. Now they're set to face Elliott County. Head coach Larry Sloan is hoping the rain holds off for the team's senior night festivities.
We've got senior night with Elliott County. Looks like there's a 70% chance of rain, so hopefully we'll get that in and get it done, though. We got four seniors, two of them start. And two of them are subs.
First pitch in Morehead is set for 6 o'clock. The Round County Senior High School baseball team is back in action this evening. The Vikings will be in Bath County for a matchup with the Wildcats. Rowan has been on the road for a majority of their games this week, and that can take a toll on a team that still hasn't locked in its lineup.
Hopefully soon we'll start to solidify our lineup and really run with it and get it ready for the postseason. Obviously, we have high goals here within the program, not just districts or region, but, you know, we always want to make it a state now. I mean, we've been there, tasted it, now we want to keep going there. But I'd say once May hits, we'll start figuring out what's clicking and run with it.
First pitch in Bath County is set for 5:30. Eagle Baseball welcomes Murray State tomorrow for a four-game series. With just a month left in regular season play, Morehead stands at 20-15 on the season, while the Racers are 21-16. Head coach Mick Aoki says overall his team is in good shape.
I think that there are some guys that, you know, little bumps and bruises here and there that happen as you play. But generally speaking, we've been healthy, so that's been good. And hopefully we are able to kind of keep it that way.
First pitch for tomorrow's doubleheader is set for 1 p.m. The Eagles softball team is preparing for a three-game series with SIU Edwardsville this weekend. MSU stands at 11-24 on the season, with the Cougars coming in at 12-21. Morehead head coach Samantha Jones says her team is glad to have another weekend at home.
There's not that distance of travel that, you know, we need to be stuck on a bus for a certain amount of hours and then, you know, get off the bus and prepare and try to come out on top with some ball games. I mean, there are a lot of teams that do a really good job at that, and that hasn't fazed them. And that's something that we want to continue to learn about as a program.
Game time Saturday is set for 1 p.m. Tickets are still available at msueagles.com. And finally in sports this afternoon, the 147 Kentucky Derby announced the favorite colt among the field for the Run for the Roses this weekend. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
Essential Quality drew from the 14th post and was installed as the 2-1 morning line favorite. Essential Quality is trained by Louisville native Brad Cox. Cox wants to win his first Kentucky Derby, coming off a victory at the Bluegrass Stakes in the first weekend of April. According to LAX18, no horse has won the Bluegrass and also the Derby since Strike the Gold in 1991. The second betting choice is Santa Anita Derby winner Rock Your World, who will break from the 15th and is 5-1 in the morning line. The Derby will run this Saturday. Post time for the Run for the Roses is 6:57 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Sarah Mead.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your financial markets report for WMKY. At 3:55, the S&P 500 clinched a new intraday record after blowout earnings results from two of the biggest tech companies in the world, Apple and Facebook. And the Dow Industrials at 3:55 today was up 228 points at 34,048. The S&P 500 was up 26.6 at 4209. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 27 at 14,077. That will be a new closing high for the S&P 500 if it holds steady at these levels. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, which began the day up 1%, has now underperformed the other two averages. Apple said that sales jumped 54% during the quarter, with each product category seeing double-digit growth. The company also said it would increase its dividend by 7% and authorize $90 billion in share buybacks. And here at 5 minutes before the close, Apple shows actually a slight loss for the day. Today marks President Biden's 100th day in office, and last night he made his first address to a joint session of Congress, where he pushed for his so far popular agenda, which includes a $2 trillion infrastructure plan as well as a freshly unveiled $1.8 trillion plan for families, children, and students. McDonald's published its results before the opening bell and told investors that its sales have finally topped pre-pandemic levels. The Dow component also raised its outlook for system-wide sales growth, yet the shares were last very little changed. And Caterpillar, which also reported today, lost 2.6%, while Merck dropped 5% following disappointing results. Amazon, Gilead Sciences, Twitter, U.S. Steel, and Western Digital will post results after the market closes. And Facebook reported a huge jump of 48% for its revenue for the first quarter, driven by higher-priced ads, sending its stock up as much as 7.3% and to a record high, and Qualcomm shares added 4% after reporting a 52% jump in revenue. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 10 cents at 44.50, Marathon Petroleum up 58 cents at 56.02, CSX down 34 cents at 101.16, App Harvest down 89 cents at 16.68, and Dollar General is up 2.57 at 2.14.65. Reporting from the national offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, including the cities of Paris, Salt Lake, and Sandy Hook, tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high near 66. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 38. Saturday, sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 48.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Levi Bryan, Heather Fannin, Sarah Mead, Carla Haight, Shamari Mosley, Jonathan Burton, and Wiley Tanner. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Daria Denisenko. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Rachel Turner and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.